Say yes to your dreams. Say yes. We all have dreams. We all have unexplored dreams. We all have things that we think one day, someday, maybe we'll do. And my life has taught me that you say yes today and start moving that way. Even the smallest little steps can bring you towards your dreams in time. And but if we, the more we say no to what we think we want, the farther away we get from deeper fulfillment, thriving, all of that wonderful stuff that a lot of your listeners are probably teaching other people to embrace. So for me, it's a big yes to the dreams.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Limitless Living Show with Chuck Anderson. And this is the show that has stories of personal transformation and overcoming limitations so that you can move on to living a happier and more joyful and more fulfilling life. And, you know, from time to time in that journey, there's things that we want to accomplish. There's things that we want to do, goals that we want to achieve. And along the way, there are limitations, there are obstacles, there's things that happen that even that are perceived as negative and prevent us from feeling that happiness, feeling that joy. And, you know, so this show is all about those stories and guests that have lived their own story of personal transformation and overcoming limitations. So today I'm joined by Susan Crossman. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Chuck. It's a delight to be here.
I'm really excited to have you here as well. And, you know, I know you have your story and you also help people with their stories, which we'll get to, a little bit later on, but you know, my first question always is, Susan, what's your story?
I love that question, Chuck, because we all have stories, and I guess I'm no exception, oddly enough. I'm a writer by profession. When I started my career, I worked in journalism and government communications. I worked in a marketing agency as a copywriter. I did it all. I was living the dream as a writer. And the problem was I wanted to write a book. That was the bigger dream that I could see for myself. And so for many years, I dreamt of writing a book. And finally, my husband looked at me and he said, you know, you've been talking about writing a book for a very long time. And I said, oh, I so want to write a book. And in the way of a loving spouse, he just stared at me and he said, well, what is stopping you? And that was the $90 million question, because there was nothing stopping me except myself. So I embarked upon the journey of writing my first book, which was a novel about a woman's experience of an abusive relationship, how she got into it and how she got out of it. And it was a really heart expanding experience for me to be devoting myself to writing my book. And I at about the same time I started writing my book, I got pregnant with my blended family's fourth child. And I figured, it, with all the arrogance of an accomplished writer, well, 9 months, you know what? I'll finish the book, I'll finish the baby, I'll be off onto another adventure. And as luck would have it, the baby came out in 9 months, baby was done, baby was ready, and the book didn't come out at all. And there began my really difficult journey of mindset, heart set, challenge. I wrestled with so many of the issues my clients today wrestle with, like, who am I to write a book? Who's going to read anything I write? Well, you know, I'm not the leader in my field. Like, I probably shouldn't write a book about this. And that went on for 11 years. And my husband and I had a pretty bumpy experience of life. We had another baby. So we ended up with five children and stepchildren in our family. And we had four custody fights along the way. And he had a lot of job issues, and we moved, I don't know, 10 times in that period. So there were a lot of bumps along the way, but I still had a very hard time focusing on the book and giving myself permission to live the dream for me, which was to write a book and get it published. So 11 years went by, And then my husband was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And 3 months later, he died. And so that was a really, really difficult passage in my life. We were high school sweethearts and had quite an epic love affair, which ended with his death. And so I had to really reconfigure my life. I, at the time, our youngest children were still very little. The others were significantly older, but I had to raise the kids. That's when I started my business. And still, there was this nagging issue of the book I still hadn't finished writing. And what Steve's death did for me was help me recognize that the clock was ticking. And if I really wanted to see if I could be a published author, I had to really make the decision to sit down and make that book happen, finish the manuscript, which I did. I got it edited. Actually, I had two editors for that book, and then ended up with a traditional publishing contract. And that led to four more books. I'm now working on my sixth book, fiction and nonfiction. And that was really, you know, that first book was the hardest, though. That was the mindset book that really was the most difficult. And I have my late husband to thank, actually, in many ways for helping me get that book written and finished. So here I am today.
Yeah, wow, amazing. So what are some of your biggest takeaways from that? I mean, obviously when we go through these, we have our plans. Sometimes life has other plans for us and things come up along the way. I mean, what are the biggest takeaways? What are the biggest life lessons that help you now that you learned from these experiences?
Yeah, that's a really great question because there is always a lesson in everything, is my belief. Everything that happens to us teaches us something. It redirects us, in fact, into where we maybe need to go in our lives. And so I think the number one issue for me is just don't give up. If you have a dream, keep dreaming, keep planning, keep trying, and also make room for the surprises in life. That, you know, some phases for the people that I work with today. You know, there are phases when it's really hard to focus on that book because life is happening. And then there are other phases where we procrastinate. We probably could find the time and bandwidth to work on that book, but you know, there's Netflix and there's social media and there's social engagements and you know, a lot of things that are a little more compelling than sitting down with the discipline it takes to write a book. So I would say number one, just don't give up. And also, keep being kind to yourself, I think is the other piece with that. What do you need in order to keep going towards your dream?
Yeah, so powerful because when these things come up, it's so easy in the moment to let them stop us, to have that be a reason not to go forward, to, not justification necessarily, I guess sometimes, but, again, I think we have a choice, and it's not easy to see that choice, and that we can go down this road, and it's like, okay, I'm not going down that road anymore, or here's my reason to stop, or, like you said, never give up on something that's important to you, and then you'll find a way, or that way will be delivered to you in some way, right? And
Exactly. It's can I just add a little piece to that too,
sure.
Chuck? So with my I'm with a small Canadian traditional publishing company. I live in Canada, and I signed a four-book deal with that first book. And so I it was biggest dream come true in the world for me when my book was finally published, that first one. And I was so shocked when my publisher came to me the next year and said, "Okay, let's get going on the next book. What'll it be?" And I hadn't really thought that there would be another one so quickly, but he wanted a collection of short stories, which I was very happy to deliver. And he said I need it in 6 months. Well, son of a gun, my book was finished in 6 months, the next one. And so it really taught me, okay, I took 13 years ultimately with the first book, and I was also capable of writing a book in 6 months. So the only thing in the middle of all that was me. When you have a really compelling reason, like a legal contract, you can get the work done. And I think in the context of book writing anyway, that's often what's missing for a lot of people is they don't have that line in the sand that they absolutely have to make sure they meet that deadline or that commitment. So we can do this.
You know, speaking of books and stories, you just shared your story, and everyone who has been a guest on my show has shared their story, and people listening in are living their story as well. I mean, we're all living our story. So a couple of things I wanted to ask you. I mean, what's been the value for you to share your stories, and in terms of for yourself, but also in terms of the impact to others?
Right. Yeah. Thank you for that question. Boy, where do I even start with that? I would not be doing what I'm doing today if I hadn't written that first book, first of all. So I work as a book coach and an editor. I work with transformational people, people who are mission driven. They know they can make the world a better place. Typically, they've had a lot of really difficult experiences that they've had to deal with, and they have healed their personal life, and often now they're teaching others how to, or mentoring others how to live richer, more fulfilling lives. And if I hadn't had, and that story is only one of many kind of traumatic things that I've been through in my life, but if I hadn't gone through any of those, I wouldn't have the understanding that it takes to be compassionate and to hold people in their vulnerability when they're writing a book. I think writing a book is one of the most vulnerable experiences people can have. Writing a good book, a profound book, takes us very deeply into who we are and who we are here to be. And there's an enormous amount of personal evolution available through book writing, as I found myself. And if I hadn't had, certainly with that first book, that experience, I wouldn't have a clue what other people are going through in the process of writing a book. So first of all, it really prepared me for the work that I'm doing now, which I could never have foreseen on publication day with book one, or even with book two, probably. So I think it's really tempered me to be the funnel for divine assistance that's available to all of us. But this happens to be my piece of the puzzle, as my friend Jennifer Puff says. I found my piece of the puzzle, and it's because of these experiences that we find those places where we can serve and serve deeply. So yeah, that's, and of course doors have opened, and I end up with speaking engagement. I spoke in a rugby stadium in New Zealand once. I mean, I've had all these crazy, wonderful, expansive experiences that relate back to having written that book. I've met the most extraordinary people. I mean, I could go on and on. Like, writing a book is a gateway to an extraordinary world, in my
Yeah.
opinion.
And of
Can
course,
be.
it's
Maybe it's
hard to
not
have the
always, but
crystal ball to see the all those opportunities at
yeah.
that time where it's like, oh, should I or shouldn't I write this first book? And there's so much that goes on in that process. We don't see all the good and the benefits that come afterwards. It just opens up all these other opportunities. I mean, same thing happened with me. I ended up speaking on stages, that I never even dreamed of that. I never saw myself as a public speaker, actually. I was really afraid of it.
Yeah.
And so, but you follow the opportunities, and these doors just keep opening. But I want to just kind of go back a little bit because I want to inspire our audience a little bit. What was that decision like to write the first book? Like sort of the mental challenge that we go through. It's like, oh, I have this idea, but should I, shouldn't I? And then on to doing it. Like, what was the decision like, and what was your primary motivation? I mean, there's all the things you're doing now, and there's
Yeah.
those opportunities have opened up in front of you. But what was your original motivation? What got you over to say, you know what, I'm doing this?
Well, it's still, the situation hasn't changed dramatically, but in Canada, and I'm sorry, I don't know the statistics currently in the United States, but in Canada, one woman is murdered by her domestic partner every 5 days. And I've done a lot of I've had lots of perceptively abusive experiences in my life, but I had also worked doing volunteer publicity work for a women's shelter, and had been absolutely devastated to see the beautiful, fabulous, bright, strong, incredible individuals in a women's shelter with their kids quite often, who were afraid for their lives. And that's so wrong, Chuck. Like, that's, to this day, it still really upsets me that that happens in our life. And it happens to everybody who's listening. There's somebody in your family somewhere who is experiencing an abusive relationship like that. And so for me, initially, I really wanted to contribute something to helping people understand what happens. Like, how can a woman be abused, or a man? It happens to other people of other genders as well. But my world has revolved around a female's experience. So that was really devastating for me that this goes on in our world. So initially, it was a contribution to that. That's the story I wanted to tell. And I kind of combined that sense of mission with also the desire to write and to write a book. I'd never written a book before, and I felt that it was terrifying. Can't lie, I was pretty scared to do it. And but I my desire to do it overcame my fear of it. I think that's probably where we come down to in a lot of things that we're scared of in life. You have to want it more than you're afraid of it. So that's where I
Oh, I
was.
love that. You have to want it more than you're afraid of it. And sometimes that's a journey in itself. Going from idea to I'm doing this, there's this whole mental process. And what I take away from your story is that you really attached it to you. There was really a purpose. There was really a mission. It wasn't a selfish pursuit. It was like, I want to, be a book author and have a big yacht and all that kind of stuff. What I hear you saying is, I have this story that I feel passionate about telling because people need to know, about this, create awareness, and then hopefully, I mean, that book, I mean, it's hard to measure, but how many lives do you think that that book has saved?
And that's really rewarding too, is to hear back from a reader, "Oh my gosh, you nailed it. You completely understood where I was or where I am. Thank you." It's just, it sends shivers up and down me even now, thinking of the people who appreciated what I did. And I see this all the time with my clients, that they don't see themselves as having a powerful influence in the world with their book. Like they don't quite believe that that's possible for them. And yet my belief is they have been preparing to become the author of that book, those books, since the day they were born, and sometimes before birth, lives before. But the everything that has ever happened to them has made them the only person on the planet to write that book. And if they don't write that book, it's not going to get written, which I didn't understand back at the beginning of my authoring career. But I see this very clearly right now today, is that you are the only person who can write your books. Like, that book has been matched to you. And unless you do that, the change that is possible through that combination simply can't happen. So, and not that we have a responsibility to do that, but we do have that opportunity.
Amazing. Well, we're almost out of time, but this has been such an amazing journey. Just in and you're telling such a big story in such a short period of time, and I appreciate you playing with me here. Let's tell the folks a little bit about what you do, and I know you have a free gift that could help if you're inspired by what you're hearing today, and you have a story that you've been thinking about telling. And for whatever reason it is, but like you've heard us today, I mean, your story could literally change or save lives. And I think everybody's story has a tremendous amount of value. It's one of the reasons why we do this show. So tell everybody a little bit about what you do, and then we'll make sure that the link to your free gift is there as well. If you want to check it out
Great.
and take the next steps and see if your story is, the next part of your journey, then we recommend you connecting with Susan.
Thank you, Chuck. That's very kind. Yeah, so I work as a book coach and an editor, and really my with everything that I do. So I work one-on-one. I have some group programs. I've got some evergreen programs as well. But everything that we do in my business is geared towards helping people write the best book they are capable of writing in a way that will serve the people that they're here to serve. So we're very mission driven and very service focused. And we also feel like, personally, I feel that peace on earth is possible through a book, that if enough of us stand there and shine our light in the world, will make a dent in the darkness. And that's what I really am encouraging people to do, is to write that book, because you will change lives. And so, you know, I have one-on-one book coaching. I edit manuscripts. We have a group mastermind program. We have a six-week program on how to start writing a book. Like, almost you name it, we can start you where you are, because everybody starts in a different place. And if, of course, by all means, if you feel that we can support you, then I'd be more than happy to hear from people. And yeah.
Wonderful. Well, we'll make sure that all of those links are there. If you're watching this on video, those links are just beneath this video. And if you're listening this on a podcast, just click into the player that you're listening to right now, and all of Susan's links are right there, and you can connect with her very, very easily. So Susan, this has just been an amazing ride. And before we bring this episode to a close, I just want to ask this, and I ask this of all my guests, and it's not an easy question to answer. But so much about, you know, these stories of personal transformation and overcoming limitations is the things that we learn from books. And I have, you know, for almost 30 years, when I read my very first personal development type book, self-help, some people call them. I mean, I don't even remember what the first book was, honestly, but it's because there's been so many since then. But is there a one that really stands out to you that's made a big difference in your life, or that you would recommend to someone as sort of be like their next read or a must read?
There sure is. It's been very hard to narrow it down to one, though, I have to tell you. I live in the world of books. I'm surrounded by fabulous books all the time. I'm a heavy reader. And the one that has really changed the game for me is not technically a self-help book, I don't think, but it's one that I think most of us who are kind of in that visionary field of the world probably need. And this book that I recommend, that I read myself and just went, okay, I get it, is called Profit First by Mike Michalowicz.
Mm-hmm.
And as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur, one of the things that I've struggled with a lot, particularly as a word person and an idea person, has been numbers and the financing of my business. And so I read Profit First, and it changed my paradigm for how I could be managing my business finances. And the reason I recommend it so much is because I think that, as I said, I work with a lot of coaches and people in the healing field, and often the finances are the last thing that they get handled and don't love that aspect of the business. But I think reading Profit First, if we can all get our businesses on a really successful footing, then we can put ourselves in a much better position for giving to others. And I believe in philanthropy, and I believe in supporting other causes. And I think we can't give from an empty cup. So the more profitable our businesses can be, the bigger difference we can make yet again with our ideas. So that's the one I'm recommending these days.
I love that recommendation, and I loved that book. And, you know, to add to what you've recommended here, if you like audiobooks, Mike Michalowicz is one of the most entertaining authors I've ever listened to. Because when you listen to audiobooks, sometimes it's the author or a voice actor who is reading the book, and sometimes it grabs you and sometimes it doesn't. But he goes off script so much in that, and he's so funny and just really, really keeps you on the edge of your seat the whole time. But while you're learning as well. And I found it very transformational in our businesses. When we invest in other businesses, we bring that in and use that to transform the finances. And yeah, take the profit first and operate with the rest was my big takeaway from that one. So
go figure. We're supposed to be profitable.
Right. And it's like, and so many of us do it the other way around. It's like, you know, money comes in, we spend it, and then we look and go, geez, there's nothing left over. Right. Or I overspent or whatever. And so, You know, that was just a game changer book for me, and so and I don't think anyone on this show has recommended that one yet. So now
Oh,
you're the first, and we get to put your name beside that recommendation. So
awesome.
fantastic. Well,
Awesome.
Susan, this has been a lot of fun, and I really enjoy the time that we spent here today. And I hope that our listeners have found it inspirational. I know I have. If you were to leave our listeners with just one final piece of advice or words of wisdom, what would you say to them?
Say yes to your dreams. Say yes. We all have dreams. We all have unexplored dreams. We all have things that we think one day, someday, maybe we'll do. And my life has taught me that you say yes today and start moving that way. Even the smallest little steps can bring you towards your dreams in time. And but if the more we say no to what we think we want, the farther away we get from deeper fulfillment, thriving, all of that wonderful stuff that a lot of your listeners are probably teaching other people to embrace. So for me, it's a big yes to the dreams.
Absolutely. Say yes to your dreams. Beautiful words to end this episode by. So, Susan, thank you. And to our audience, thank you as well. And, you know, take this inspiration and keep moving forward towards that, you know, removing the and writing your own story of personal transformation, overcoming limitations, so you can move on to the happiness and the joy and the fulfillment that you want for yourself, for your family, your loved ones, the planet, whatever it is for you. And so go out there and take that next step in your journey. And then remember to come back and listen to our next one, where we'll have another amazing and inspirational story for you. Thank you, Susan. Thank you to our listeners.
Thank you.
And we'll see you on the next one. Thank you.